He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming at you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We have an interesting show for you today, not the run-of-the-mill for sure. I know everybody is pretty much going out of their skull sitting at home every day. So what I decided to do today is to put a whole show on as to how to alleviate your boredom. So we've got a lot of things, video, audio, reading, you name it, we have it. So that's what our show is pretty much about today. So let's get right into it. And you might notice that we're in a different side of the studio today. I have the studio pretty much ripped apart. I am working on some audio issues and decided the heck with it. I'm just going to rewire it. So I got computers everywhere and wires everywhere, and it's a mess, but hopefully we'll get that finished up shortly, and hopefully our audio is significantly improved. We had a bad processor. That was our main problem, and then I had some grandkids in here that were loved to fiddle and diddle with those little volume controls and compressor controls. In any event, here we are. Let's take a look at our first website of the day. This is called Broadcastify. I mentioned this many moons ago. This is an absolutely fabulous site, and what you can do is actually put this on your web browser, and you can go in and browse any police scanner that's available here. And what I like to do is go into the top feeds. So right now it's Thursday, the 18th of June, and this is going to show us that Atlanta right now is by far the busiest police station in the United States, and there are 2,378 people listening to that. The next closest one is in Fulton, and that's 447. So you know, if you put this on, you are actually going to hear some crazy stuff going down. And all you have to do is just click on the listen button. You're going to press right on the Atlanta Dispatch, and right here you'll see a listen button, and you want to push that. And basically, it's going to, your feed will start, and you will hear everything there. It's actually, the listen button is right there. It's going to bring up a player. And as you can see, I'm going to put play live there. And you may be hearing that, you may not. They're going to run one commercial. So we'll stop that. But that's pretty much how it works. Very simple, very, very nice page. Also, you can go into all different types of things on here. They also do have some radio stations, and you can buy the premium package if you like. A lot of stuff on that. So that is called Broadcastify. You're going to like that. I promise you will like that, especially now with all the craziness going on. It's a very interesting website. Now, this next website I've been using for years and years and years. It's called Old Radio World. All this will be in the show notes, all these links, but this will give you a opportunity to listen for free to all the old radio broadcasts. There are thousands of them, and it's really a lot of fun. I still listen to them to this day. My favorite happens to be Amos and Andy, because those guys are absolutely fantastic. And there's no cursing, no swearing, no lewd and crude jokes or anything like that. They're just plain funny. So sometimes when I can't sleep at night, I'll put this station on, and you don't only have to listen to that. They have drama, mystery, some really cool things here. A Man Called X, Boris Karloff, stuff that goes back to the early 30s and 40s and 50s. Lights Out, great show. Escape, great show. You'll really like it. Detectives, tons of it. Blackstone, the Magic Detective, one of my favorite. Boston Blackie, one of my favorites. Sam Spade, one of my favorites. The Amazing Mr. Malone, I liked him. Sherlock Holmes, I liked. The Shadow was one of my all-time favorites. So you can actually browse through this, and you'll find a lot of interesting things to listen to, for sure. Now, there's more that you can listen to when it comes to old-time radio, and that's what they call it, OTR. Here is another station. This is called Relic Radio, and once again, they've got some great, great material on here. You can subscribe or you can listen for free. They also have a ton of podcasts here that you can listen to. The horror, strange tales, science fiction, case closed, all kinds of things. You have a search engine here, and it's totally free, very well done, very nice interface, or you can just browse the croutons, and here's Nick Carter and LL Queen. A lot of fun. I like to listen to them if I'm working, and I put that on in the background. Just makes it interesting. Now, you also can go on to the Internet Archive. This has been around for a long time. Your taxpayer dollars pay for this. You might as well use it. They have everything on here. Books, video, audio, software, images. There is so much on here, it will take you years, literally years, to go through this. Now, I just clicked Audio Archive, and as you can see here, you can stream only, you can go to audiobooks, you can go to live music archive, audiobooks and poetry, community audio, folk sounds, non-English audio, radio programs, spirituality and religion, old-time radio, the Grateful Dead, podcasts, hip-hop, mixtapes, more podcasts, internet records. You can even go back and listen to the old 78 cylinder recordings, which is really amazing. If you want to get enlightened, you can listen to sermons and religious lectures. So you can see this goes on and on forever, and it's just not one genre, it's hundreds of them. You can even listen to hear Moby Dick, one of the classics. So very, very, very nice site. And what I find interesting is on the left side here, you'll actually see that from the year 2020, they have 64,000 items. 2019, 229,000, yada, yada, yada. From 2018, they acquired 708,000. So there are literally millions of programs on here in total that I know you're going to enjoy. They got Apple, iTunes, 78s, archive veteran stuff, podcasts. There's just a ton of things on here. And I know you're going to like that. So that's called the archive.org. Now, this is called local.government. And there's a bunch of pages here. I'm on loc.gov right now. And this is the Library of Congress. Once again, you pay for this. You might as well enjoy it. You can engage with the Library of Congress. And all current stuff, all old stuff, you name it, it's on here. Here's the LGBTQ resource anniversary moment of pride. Here's a blog on a woman, Rosa Parks, who changed the world. Here's a blog on Frederick Douglass. So this goes on and on. It's endless. They have digital collections, researchers, visitors, blogs, teachers. If you want to learn something or you want your kids to learn something, phenomenal site. Now, this site is endless. And I do mean endless. You can go on here and watch movies, and they have all kinds of things. I mean, from way back, and also current things. I mean, here's Walt Disney Melody Time cartoons. I liked those when I was a kid. Here's Robinson, Bogart, and Bacall. Key Largo, the movie, so you can watch that. All kinds of clips from all over the world. Very, very interesting. This next site is again from the Library of Congress, and here's Oliver North. You remember him, his radio show. They've got legislation, film, video, manuscripts, photo printing, drawing. You can just spend endless hours on this. You can even go to a particular town or city in the United States and go back and find newspapers, articles, full-blown newspapers from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. It's really cool if you want to go back and do some research from World War I, World War II. You can hear the original broadcast from the presidents of the United States. You can hear radio shows from back then. Here I'm just going to go to newspaper. There's 22,000 newspapers that are online here, search newspapers. So as you can see, this is going to go back. Here's the Newell Star from Newell, California from 1945. Heart Mountain, Cody, Wyoming. It's just endless, and you can search on a particular area that you want, and they also list the different areas. Here's Arizona, let's see here. You name it, it's literally on here. Tons from New York, everywhere in the world, Japan, all over the place. This is really a fun site, and if you're bored out of your mind, just go to one of these sites. I'm telling you, you're going to really like this stuff. Now, here you can go to hear voices, actual broadcasts from World War II from 1937 to 1945. There is no better historical accounting of what went on than the live radio shows, D-Day, all those things, all the invasions. Really, really interesting to listen to, and totally free, 100% free. You can go back to the War of 1812. I know a lot of my fans who watch this show were born in 1812 and enjoy hearing about the War of 1812. For those people who were alive during the Civil War, you can go back and listen to that. World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam War, all kinds of things, maps, images, motion pictures and sound, posters, photos, textual papers and records. You name it, it is on here. It's all in the National Archives, all in the Library of Congress. Now, here is a place, believe it or not, where you can read free, high-quality, high-def comic books. So if you don't want to read them, I'm sure you're going to have some kids that will love to read them. And you can read these online, 100% free. And these aren't junk. I mean, these are real high-quality graphics. I think everybody will enjoy taking a peek. I have to admit, every now and then, I will go back and take a look at the comic. There's something about a comic book, and I don't know what, I do know what it is, but I always want to hold the book in my hand, or the comic, or the magazine. I know it's online, especially with my photography magazines and the things that I read, the books. I get them online, but it's just so much more enjoyable for me to have them in my hand and get that tactile feeling. I think it's partially because of my age. Because I grew up like that. I don't know if the kids today or the teenagers or the adults today, young adults today, feel that way. But particularly with a comic book, although I will admit watching this in a 4K or 1080p, colors are real nice and it's good. But it's just not the same as having that comic book. All right, let's take a look here. Now, here are some video sites that are killers, and these aren't the run-of-the-mill common ones. These are a little uncommon. These are all free, so if you want some real high-quality video content and something that's not the run-of-the-mill and it's free and easy, these next few sites are indeed just that. So here you can go use your public library card and get anything that the library has, for the most part, because everything is digital now. So you can literally, anytime, anywhere, you can borrow online movies, videos, audiobooks, ebooks, comics, TV shows. All those things are available from your library, and right now they're digital, so you can go on the web or mobile and you can just use your apps on the phone. You can get this app on the Google Play Store, Apple Store, or even Amazon, the Roku Box, Chromecast. It's called Hoopla, and totally free, totally insanely easy to use. Try this one out. Now, here's another one that I also find is very good. We're waiting for that to load. Here we go. It's called Canopy. I'm sure you've never heard of this, which is why I'm bringing it to you. This is really nice, thoughtful, high-quality entertainment that's not the run-of-the-mill. You can start streaming movies today, again, using your library card, or if you're a student, any university email will work to get you started. And they've got a ton of cool stuff. I love the foreign films. I like them better than American films for a variety of reasons. One, I think many times they're better done and on a cheaper budget. And two, they all come with the subtitles. I don't know why. I like subtitles. It forces you to read and listen. So they've got all kinds of fantastic movies on here. Chinatown, awesome movie. Foreign films, documentaries, all inspiring, all award-winning. This site is a killer, killer, killer site called Canopy. Now, our next site is called Pluto. And this is, again, totally free. One of the better sites out there, one of the better free sites out there. This site has the ability for you to watch for free 250 channels plus thousands and thousands of free movies. You can put this app right on your phone, whether you have the Android operating system or the iOS, and you can watch all these things for free. Thousands of channels, zero of dollars. Can't beat that. So again, check this out. It's very well done. It's probably one of my top five favorite streaming sites. It's called Pluto. Pluto. Now, this site's been around for quite some time. It's called Popcorn Flicks, and it has a fuzzy history, if you will. We won't get into it too much, but way back when, some of these sites were extremely illegal and pirated. Today, this is all legal, but it's called Popcorn Flicks. Again, you can get domestic movies, foreign movies, viral videos, and TV shows 100% free. They do have subscriptions if you so desire that, but you'll get, again, a ton of content all for free, and it's endless. I mean, there's that much stuff on here. It's endless. All right, our next site is really, I think, top three, maybe number one or number two, in my opinion. It's called Tubi. Movies and TV, free. It's that simple. This has everything that you could possibly imagine. Watch amazing movies and TV shows for free. No subscription fees and no credit cards. Just thousands and thousands of hours of streaming video content from the studios like Paramount, Lionsgate, MGM, and many, many, many more. So definitely check out Tubi. If I had to pick one site, it would definitely be, probably be Tubi. So I've given you a ton of information today. Every one of these sites that I mentioned is real high quality. You'll have no problem streaming it, no problems logging on, and you'll have no subscription fees to any of these sites. So hopefully you will enjoy this, and that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.